In Surfside, Florida today, it's difficult, dangerous, and heartbreaking work as rescuers search for survivors at the site of a building that collapsed yesterday. At least 4 people have been confirmed dead, but there are still about 160 people unaccounted for. On the line with us now is Miami-Dade County Chairman Jose Diaz. He has spent many hours at the site these last few days. And Chairman Diaz, our condolences to you for this tragedy.
And I extremely appreciate it. This is an incredible situation that has happened within our community. And seeing the people, the family members, the friends, and so many people suffering the way they are, just trying to figure out if their loved ones are alive or if they've passed or where they're at or what's going on, it's a very heart-wrenching. And I'm very proud also of our firefighters and our USAR team working diligently to make it, to try to find those people on the rubbles and the debris and the piles of cement and metal and just everything, and risking their lives in doing so. It's an incredible situation that we're witnessing here, and it's very sad, but we're doing everything we can in our power.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit more about the efforts there today? We know that weather is complicating this rescue operation.
Yes, it is. Weather is not good at all. We're getting some nice thunderstorms with heavy downpour in between some clarity. But that downpour does not help in any way the rescue efforts. But the men and women of the fire department are working through that as best as possible. They have not given up. They will not give up. They've been working 24 hours around the clock. And the idea is hopefully to find some more people that are alive that could be pulled out.
Chairman, we've been hearing stories that there are noises in the rubble that may indicate that there are people still alive. Are there signs that this is a rescue operation? You've mentioned those firefighters are working around the clock.
Yeah, when they hear these sounds, it's hope that there's people under the amount of debris. And of course, where the dogs have maybe hit on a scent in a certain area, they work hard in that area. The sonar, they're working with the sonar, they're working with the equipment, but as they're trying to rescue, there's a lot of heavy equipment around that's trying to pull debris off. But when that equipment is going on, then they can't hear. So it's a very delicate process, but one that these people are so professional in what they're doing. It's incredible. I'm just proud to know that they're Miami-Dade County firefighters and USAR team and the way they're doing it. But it's very, very, very dangerous what they're doing too at the same time.
Absolutely. We've seen these stunning photos, these dangerous conditions that these rescuers are facing. This building dates back to the 1980s, and we're hearing reports that it passed a roof inspection prior to the collapse. Are there any additional clues as to how this could have happened?
That is the question. There's a lot of speculations of different things that could have gone wrong in the pilings or in the structure or so on. But the most important thing is we need to know exacts. And the way that the investigations are being conducted, the amount of engineers and people that are here from the federal government, state government, our government, and local governments that will be looking at this in every single angle to try to determine what actually took place. And it's for many reasons to make sure that something did go wrong, that we could stop it ever going wrong again. And also to determine exactly what could have happened if there was negligence or whatever could have happened. So there's a lot to this investigation. And I would tell you that even our as soon as it goes from rescue to recovery, our homicide unit from Miami-Dade County will be taking over. Also, as the investigation with along with the entities that I mentioned and many others to get to the bottom of this.
Miami-Dade County Chairman Jose Diaz in Surfside, Florida, as search and rescue operations continue at the site of the collapsed condominium. We wish you and everyone the best at this hard time. Thank you so much, Chairman.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for the information you put out that helps so many.